This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are the envy of nations. Jesus. You are desire. The only one desire of nations. Jesus. Unto you shall desire of the people be, Jesus. You will be loud and clear to all nations that Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May we see your vision, Jesus. May you know that it's all about you, Jesus. Be tailored towards you, Jesus. May all sons be to you, Jesus. That no man will receive nothing, but it will be just Jesus. That division will be Jesus. That we set you always before us. Jesus. That you will be the one, Jesus. That you just be the one, Jesus. That we talk about you. We sing about you, Jesus. We pray about you, Jesus. That our song will be about you, Jesus. Our talk will be about you, Jesus. Our prayer will be about you, Jesus. Our request will be about you, Jesus. You just want to be Jesus. That you will be the center every time, Jesus. Just you, Jesus. May we never always get out of that vision that is all about you, Jesus. And that you, at the end of everything, at everything we do, your vision must be clear. Before whose eyes is evidently set forth. That everything we always set you for before our eyes. To see you, Jesus. Just you, Jesus. Just you. Just you. It is you, Jesus. Thank you. Honor to you, Son of God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Shobalabani Venvete Somon, Seven on Sivan Tenemena Somon, Sibanati Vantarana, Apeto Petu from Poprenina, Camputefindo, Shentali Montaga, Silumana Te Hespans, a Seven Hexpans, Expans, Unfolding, Unfolding. Unfolding, unfolding rain, unfolding rain, expanding the rain, expanding the rain, expounding my rain, unfolding it, clearly, 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 see beauty, see wonder, see grace, see glory, see rain, see kingdom, see kingdom life, see life of the kingdom, see the life of the kingdom, see the propagation of the life of the kingdom, see the expanse of the life of the kingdom, see the expounding of the life of the kingdom, see the transmission, the transgenerational movement of the kingdom life. Oh, beauty, 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 beauty. Wonderful is the picture. Wonderful is the burden. Wonderful is the heart behind this beauty. Oh, oh, glory. Oh, glory. Glory reign. Glory reign. Glory reign. See the reign of glory. See the reign of glory. For you have seen other reign. You have seen other manner of reign. But you begin to see the reign of glory. You begin to see the kingdom reign. You begin to see the expanse of the kingdom. You begin to see the culture of the kingdom. You begin to see the life of the kingdom. You begin to see the business of the kingdom. Oh, oh, beautiful times, beautiful times, beautiful times you have come into. Beautiful days are here. Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful days are here. Hear the Spirit of God.
Tevrani Montevrani Duza Catalavani Messino Vantam Proventa Legion Fem Provantu Ventronini Sibrute Peperadition Tefrina Precise, 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 with precision, with precision. Entrance, entrance, praise, praise. Grace, praise, grace, praise, grace of Jesus. It's the grace of Jesus. It's the grace of Jesus. It's the grace of Jesus. Oh, issuing forth with precision. With great precision, with great intention, with great accuracy, targeted, 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 grace targeted, grace precise, grace not missing the mark, grace coming intently at you, being poured forth, being poured forth, being poured forth, grace for grace, grace for grace, praise, praise for grace, entrance, 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 grace, grace ministration, ministration of grace, ministration of grace. See the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Today is a community service. I have some things in my heart. And that's part of the body I came out from. And part of what I feel the Lord is emphasizing on. And the kind of attitude and posture of heart. And what God really have in mind. I'm going to be touching a few issues here and there. Things I'll also be casting vision. Some things that I perceive the Lord is want us to start doing. SM Flex. I came out of that meeting with, will I say, more burden and fresh insight. They were SM Flex. First alphabet were put together. The S there is single. M there is married. Where F is family. The L there is life. And X, instead of using E, X was used as expression. The Lord came to tell me clearly. It was very clear to my spirit. The Lord told me that, you know, 2 years or 3 years ago, there was a word of the Lord came around that SM Flex is a move of God. And it's a vehicle of the move of God. The Lord came to me again and told me clearly by the Spirit that SM Flex is an assignment. He says an assignment. He says a calling. He says a mandate. I'm talking about the word that he used for me. And he says it's a project. He says SM Flex is an assignment. So this is a village meeting. This is a community service. I'm trying to make sure everybody come up to date. So everybody can be updated what the Lord is saying to us. He says it's an assignment. And I felt that the best pen is better than the best brain. He said it's a calling. He said it's a mandate. He said it's what? It's a project. And I've never seen it like that. He told me that every human being will go through those phases as step one. And the one that is not everybody will not go through, or everybody will not go to commit to himself to, is marriage. But everybody and everyone of us are here. We are once kids, children. We were once teenagers. And some of and we still have a lot of children that are teenagers. We still have a lot of people that are kids. Maybe it's in this church. In this present venue, we have our children from the age of 3 to almost 21, 22. But majority of people that are here, we are also young adult season for life. And also, we moved from being young adult and became single. And from single, we are part of a family. So there is an estate that everybody, estates that we all go through. Everybody are not married, and everybody will not marry. In fact, it's not that why some people never married, they don't have it as a gift. Everybody are not the gift of marriage. Jesus is the one that says so. Some people, because of the demand of the kingdom, like Jesus was an example of that. Because of the kingdom, before the sake of the kingdom, he became a spiritual eunuch and a physical eunuch. Paul also followed suit on the same path that Jesus did. And there were critical men that worked with Paul that followed that same path. The likes of Timothy was not married. The likes of Titus was not married. It's not that they could not marry. Paul said, he said, don't we have power to lead about a sister as wife? But Paul was, at the time, was a child. The way Jesus was a child at the time. And as a child estate, God has expectation of every child in this church, every child in the body of Christ, God has expectation. Every child that you grow up with, every child that you know, every child that are connected to your family, God has expectation for them. And every child and every children, God has an assignment for you and for me. You went through a stage of being a child yourself.
And you must be committed. There are things that happened to you as a child. There are things you went through as a child. You must be committed to it because of lack of God's expectation from our parents. It's not their fault. They lack expectation. But thank God for the life of Mary that understood that the child Jesus, God has expectation for him. And Mary and Joseph did everything within their power to see to it that expectation of God for the child Jesus was attained when he was a child. That Jesus did not carry over expectation of God as a child into his young adult age. He has not realized it. Some of us, God's expectation for us that we should be able to have attained as a child, we are still struggling to attain to it. Even we are in our 20s, in our 30s, 40, 50, and even some of us going to 60. We have not attained into what we should have attained to as a child that God had in mind as a child. But thank God to Mary and Joseph. And it was not only Mary and Joseph alone. Thank God for Anna in the temple. Thank God for Simon in the temple. God find meekness of Mary and brokenness of Mary to be able to carry the child Jesus in her womb. And they find Joseph that was able to provide a family arrangement for Jesus to grow under. But much more, I thank God for Anna that married as a young woman and was in the temple for 40 years praying for Jesus to be born. And there will never be any contamination for his birth. Why? Everybody will talk highly of Mary and Joseph. But what Anna did, Anna played his role. Anna understood her role and played it well for 80 years. She had the opportunity to have remarried and get busy with raising her own children. But something came upon her and she took upon herself to stay daily in the temple and begin to pray concerning the promised child that Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. She's used her 80 years life to see to the performance of what God wanted to do on earth. And he saw it. Also to thank God for Simeon in the temple. That was, they say he was waiting. He was on waiting list. Sometimes men go to hospital to go on waiting list for organ. Waiting list for surgery. He was on the waiting list to see that God's intention, I don't know, Bible never recorded it, to show, to stay in the temple. I don't know what things that he was doing, prophesying and holding forth to see that a child will be born. And did it and took his place. Jesus was not his biological child. Jesus, the child that all of them were waiting for, they are not his grandchildren. But he was committed to God. Because he knew that that child being born and that child is very, very important to the body that is the heart of our Heavenly Father. At that of his age, there was no anything exciting on earth that that kind of a man should stay. But he chose to stay and hold forth the line until what God has promised comes to pass. So I see that it was not just the child Jesus. And after the child Jesus, every man is now free to live their life without sharing in God's assignment. Just as Jesus say unto us, this day is born in Bethlehem, a Savior. So I also want you to know there are many children. According to Obadiah, God is still expecting saviors to rise from Zion.
Jesus was the first savior, but God is still looking for saviors. And every saviors, every people that will be part of saviors, some of them are still children unborn. Many saviors that we arise out of Zion, there are still many children that are not born yet. Many of saviors that will rise from Zion, some of these saviors that will rise from Zion, they are still in the hand of their mother that's a prostitute in Harlem. Many of saviors that Zion will give back to, many of those children, they are still in Shomolu, in Mushin. So many of those children that will be saviors that will arrive on Zion, most of their mother are still taking substances. Such as abuse. They are having teenage pregnancies.
Oh, saple de hida, ingo plente heed, asolia te heed, heed my voice, heed the call. Emiot ad ebod ad adamonianta ila hai had na hai na hida. Romi ought to heed, you ought to heed, you ought to ponda, ponda, ponda. Ponda, you ought to heed my counsel, heed the voice of counsel, heed the voice crying out of my counsel, is a voice from the room of counsel, the counsel of the Spirit. You ought to heed this voice. You are to heed this cry. You are to heed this judgment. Bringing judgment. Come to bring judgment. I've come to bring judgment. To bring judgment to season. To bring judgment to timing. To bring judgment even to discern the season and the time wherein you stand. Come to bring judgment. I'm come as judge. Heed my judgment. Said the Spirit of the Lord.
Many of these saviors, they are children, but they are saviors that will come on Mount Zion. Some of those saviors, they are the mothers of those children, carrying them in their womb and in their hands. So it was not just the child Jesus. Until these days, born in Bethlehem, a savior. The first savior has been born, but God still wants to have many saviors. So we can be sure that the prayer of Anna must have moved appearance to Joseph to have that dream. When Joseph was thinking of secretly leaving Mary, a virgin that was espoused to her. What brought that angelic Gabriel to appear to Joseph? You won't be surprised. It must have been the prayer of Anna and Simeon in the temple. They played their part. It was not necessary that child had to come from Anna's loins. Neither was he had to come with Simeon's loins. But they played their part to make sure that his savior was born for the war. And it was not just only Anna that played that role. Even when the circus was the age of 12, when they took him to the temple, his parents were not so careful. They thought that Jesus must have been with some of their kinsmen or their neighbors. So the child Jesus was not only raised by Joseph and Mary alone. Kinsfolk played their role. Neighbor played their role. And their acquaintances. So there are many children that they are your acquaintance. Many children that are your acquaintance, they are Zion saviors, but their parents are not clean. They don't have it. They are not aware. But thank God for Mary. That was say, many times I say Mary kept those in her heart. They are meant that Mary knew, and Mary carried those balls in her heart and just with it.
But it was glaring by the things that we must know. That every child, what we can give to every child, what the nation will give to every child, what WHO will give to every child, they will give to every child vaccine. But unknown to them, that child carried destiny. They don't know it. Where every earth, every nation, we call, we offer them basic education as a child. To make sure they give them primary, nursery, basic primary and secondary education. They earth, we give to them that. But the person that we give to them their destiny is you and I. The person that we give them destiny is you and I. We will give them that destiny by prayers for them. Both children that are born and those who are unborn. Why we may not be aware that Satan has moved men to have a great plan for them. Even when they say they are giving them vaccine against some different diseases. They are putting in those vaccines things that can also make them react badly to it. We have many children today that are autistic because of vaccine. We have many children today that have different kind of ailments. What brought it? What they offered them to help them? Their body, God, the way God designed everybody. No, we are not the same. Including our body. Our body are not the same. So, you know, there are certain things you are going to eat that your body will take, that I will eat, I will start purging. And it's not because it's bad. Tell you that even our body different. Are different. Holy Ghost came to me and tell me, he said, Thompson, you are sharing in an assignment. You are sharing in a calling. Things, young adults, single, and family is not just a phase of life. They are world phases that everybody will go through or has gone through. And those phases and those, they are estates. And those estates, I have expectations. I have expectations. A lot of believers are not aware that I have expectation. And they must know that I have expectation. And my expectation cannot come to pass if everybody does not play their role. You have a role to every children of all your acquaintance. You have a role to play to every child that is your neighbor. You have a role to play. Because why? Destiny is on them. There's a number that will force Satan.
Yes, sir.
There's a number that will force stars. And some of those children, they have been numbered among them. So, if I shy away to contribute what I should do, if Simon have not done what he should do, if Anna refused to do, we may not have had Jesus. That thing might have been delayed for another 100 years, another 50 years. The Holy Ghost is telling me that being a child, being a teen, being a young adult, being a full single, being a family is an estate that everybody must be committed to. Even when you are not a child, you must be committed to children. You must be committed to teenagers. Everybody. You must be committed to young adults. You must be committed to every single. You will be committed to family. Because everybody, we all share, or we have all shared in all these estates. And secondly, we must know that God has expectation from all these estates. Or God has what he wants to receive. God wants to receive something from every children. And I cannot deny God or what God wants to receive. So God will put me in the place of influence. When you are auntie to your nephews, it's a place of influence. Your little cousin, you are a place of influence. Their parents may not know God's expectations. just as many people in Jerusalem. The Bible said they came into the temple. The Bible said Anna and Simeon began to tell about the child to them. That while you have been doing all this worship, if this is the child that all of you have been waiting for. He said, he began, and she coming in that instant, gave thanks like unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. They were looking for redemption. They're looking for Savior. They are, what are you? You are looking for Savior. This is the one who he began to tell everybody. Because she has understanding. She has knowledge. She was not ignorant like everybody. What will be, will be. What will be, will not be. It doesn't work like that. I grew up, say people say there will be a rapture. And I'm going to 50, there will not be a rapture. I'm not sure that there will be a rapture in the next 50 years. Amen. Do not align with God's assignment, God's mandate, God's calling. If people of God does not roll up their sleeve and know that they have a role to play, that because you're no longer a child does not mean that when you should not have burden for children. That you are not going to ever be pregnant and have one does not mean you're not going to have burden for children. Not sharing the burden for children, but you must know why that God has saved you among those children. No matter your race, if you do not do your role in those things, number of saviors that God looking for will not be complete. When I was waiting, the Lord brought a vision of regional to me, Bob Jones, in the vision of 1 billion harvest. Bob Jones said, that vision 1 billion, he said majority of them were at youth and children. In that vision 1 billion, so, which are the people that will close the age. He said majority of them were children, teenagers and youth. Majority of them. They were not elderly people. He said, large number, they were not, but majority of them were children. Read the sword and the torch. You also see this. One girl there, that it was her mother that brought her. But her mother refused to continue journey. But she kept on journey. In the sword and the torch. Regina met that girl and spoke to that girl in that vision. So, but John saw that the 1 billion soul, they were all, majority of them were children. Majority of them were teenagers. They were youths. Because why? Will it be? Why lots of people are carrying body of what to eat, what to drink, what to wear? They will fully be sold out to God. When you read Isaiah chapter 60, when we say arise, shine. When we're describing those, he was saying those things. He said, can we bring your children, your sons and your daughters on their camel? Lift up thy eyes round about, Isaiah 64, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy son shall come from afar, thy daughter shall be north at thy side. Shut the eyes shall wait for me, the sheep of Tarshish, to bring thy son from far. Their silver and thy gold with them unto the name of the Lord thy God, unto the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. We must be committed. When the Lord calls to me, that is an assignment. I understand, and I did not feel awful. When the Holy Ghost moved further, it's not just an assignment. Single, family, young adult, teenage. Presently, though we do small this thing for kids and children. This year, last year, we did little for teenagers. This year, we added young adults to them. The number of young adults this year was more than teenagers. When we finished, they were still doing counseling for them. All of them, I want to see a pastor. They have vices. But they are looking for God. Something in them is waking up. They are not in this community. With vices, the people that gave birth to them does not know they are carrying destiny. That God has something hanging on them. So when the Lord told me that's an assignment, I would have someone said something's an assignment. I wouldn't, okay. When the Lord told me, it's a calling. Okay. I say, you mean it's a calling? When it's a calling, the Lord told me, the Lord is telling me that when something's a calling, no one says it's a calling. There's a calling. That SM Flex is a calling, Thompson. I'll call you to labor with me in that harvest. I'm calling you to labor. The thing is too plenty. To labor over teenagers. To labor over young adults. To labor over children. To labor over families that don't know their left and their right.
The law was declaring clearly the feet of labor to me. That this is the feet of labor for you. There are things that the law was speaking to me before love started. When love started, I kept on having some picture, I kept on having some meditation, place of prayer. Whenever I pray, in those days, I'm talking about 10 years ago, whenever I start praying towards the church, the thing began to build up. I know, I usually say those things, that there will be meeting where men, we have meeting, women, we have meeting, children, we have meeting. Though I was having those visions, I didn't even know what it means, but I kept on seeing. So when the Lord told me that it's an assignment, it's a feed to labor in, there's a generation that they want to give God to. They want to give God to children. Because the children shall be taught of the Lord. Children are supposed to be taught of the Lord. Not be taught Bible story. Be taught of the Lord. If we don't take that assignment, there's some peace we never know, right? If you, as a single, you do not take that role to know that there are things you should play, there are different responsibilities you should play there. Children that is not taught of the Lord will not give the head peace. And some of you are still going to live another 60 years on earth. But you will leave the head without peace because they will trouble the head for you. You will go to your work. When you are coming, they will break your glass of your car. They will come with gun and come and knock at your door and point at gunpoint and take away your belongings. When you give me your children is coming from school, they will use knives and stab them. It's happening in Europe already. Because you refuse, you say that it's all about me. So long as I have money, I'm okay. The Lord told Hagin, that feet, if you don't go into it, that feet, if you don't bestow labor on that feet, and wide weed grow up there. It's easier for you to weed out small, small grasses than to take some deep-rooted things. It's not easy to take out thorns when thorns are grow than weeds. So, I've said two things. He said, it's an assignment, it's a calling. So, I add it when he says it's a calling. God said, yes, I'm calling you. I'm calling you for the singles. I'm calling you for the children. I'm calling you for young adults. I'm calling you for teenagers. I'm calling you for family. He said, everybody pass through that estate. The only estate that everybody will never go through is the estate of marriage. It's a gift. I may give some, I may not give some. Everybody. And those estates, children, teenagers, young adults, single and married, apart from the family, you must be committed to it. And everybody was committed to it. It's a calling for us all. It's a calling. Then, I say, so when he called, he said it's a mandate. That's when it became serious to me. He said it's a mandate. It's a mandate. That means it's mandatory for you, Thompson. You must begin to build, and everybody must be deliberate to build their life around it. Believe that some of us, we live with brethren that are children. We don't pay attention to those children, and we are living in brethren's house. Before, pay attention that you live Christ's life before those children to see it. That's your first commitment. For you to live right, live righteously before those children. Live godly before those children. Your first commitment, God. Children don't learn by what you say to them. They learn by what they see you do. You can give them food. Their teacher in school, give them food. Their auntie in class, give them food. It's not forcing your food that you share with them that matter. It's not taking their bed that matter. It's how righteous, how do you live your life before them? When you're on phone with people at your work, what are your words? Your first commitment before those children is how you live your life. They must see the way you live your life. They pick from you. Some of you, you are not with brethren, you are with your auntie. That's where you are living. You are not living with brethren, but you are living with your auntie. You are living with your uncle. You are living with your young elder brother. Some of you are living with your elder sister that are married. They are not in the community, but God planted you there for those children, for you to be a light and salt to them. So that the destiny hanging on them, their parents may not have the manual or God's disposition. But you know what God requires for every man. You know it. And you're supposed to take your place for those children. Where their parents are sending them to school, where government is giving them education, your own role is to give them spiritual education. And spiritual education, not by what you say for, by how you live. After you live by your life, then you move into a by praying for them. Then they taught him. After you have lived, you are living before them, you are praying for them, they taught him. You start speaking to them. Speaking to them is the taught him. You have done your first two tasks, which first thing to live right before them. Then to pray for them and pray with them. And then you talk to them. So you must know that S and Flex is not a meeting. It's an assignment. It's a calling. It's a mandate. When you leave Lost Sea and move to another place, that mandate follows you. It's not about Lost Sea. It's not about Lost Sea. When God started telling about me, I didn't understand. Even me, they are just gathering trying to bring me into the standing of that thing, basket, what it is. But I know that thing, we are journeying with it. It started in 2020 as a lively meeting. Yeah. I see a thing we are just playing with. I see just a meeting. Yeah. I didn't know because I thought about it. I just thought it was just another thing, just have a meeting. But I know that I just saw that thing brewing and the thing was just evolving. Because one day it was an assignment, was a thing that I don't even know what it. You know, I told you, someone they told me that it was an assignment. It's a calling. It's a mandate. When he also said mandate, he also told me, and the thing that jumped to me was when he said, it's a project. I said, this cannot be in the Bible. I said, no, it cannot be in the Bible. I said, it isn't. I was fighting it. I said, you mean it's a project? It's a project. He said, and that's the reason why it will cost you everything. Because project costs you everything. They told me, they said, this thing will cost you everything. In fact, it may end up being one that is costing you most of everything. You know, we travel far to go and do mission and send missionary. We like to travel, like he told the Pharisees, to say, you travel far through the ship to make proselytes. We can be so consumed that we feel that there is a missionary work. God has sent me to Zimbabwe. God has sent me to Burundi. God has sent me to Kuwait. Where there is a mission inside your auntie's house. Yeah. Where there's a mission feed in your family house. Because you came from a family. God's project is in your family house. God's project is in your auntie's house that you are living in. God's project is in your neighbor's house. God's project is your streets. And you are ready to go to travel to Burundi. Leave Burundi. Start with your streets. Where God's mission is all still there. Because we do not see it as a calling. We don't see it as a mandate. We don't see it as an assignment. We are not seeing it as a project. Even when they ask for money, they keep begging us to give. We don't give money for it. So when the Lord told me it's a project, I know that there's an implementation attached to it. When the Lord told me it's a project, I kept on seeing what Nehemiah did to be the temple. That was the picture that came to me. Because when the Lord told me it's a project, I knew, wow, he said it's a project. What David did when he was to be the temple. Young adults, both in this house and many of them outside, many of them in our families, many of them in our life, we have them in our life. Many young adults that we have in our life, from our nephew, our niece. We have them in our life. They call us auntie, so, uncle, so, brother. God brought them to us. But we have not awakened the consciousness that is it accidental? Is it that we still hold on to what we will be? Is it that we have a notion of chances? We lean to more chances than understanding. There's no purpose to our living on it. Therefore, we are not carrying the burden of what is in the Father's heart. So the Lord told me that it's an assignment. He told me it's a calling, it's a mandate, it's a project by the Spirit. And he said, Thompson, look at it. So you know that all this estate from being a child to become a teenager, to become a young adult, to become a single and a family. He said, say you know that this estate are estate that will never stop. He said, even in everlasting, that order still exists. It's an everlasting estate. The only estate that Bible said in resurrection, there's no marriage, no give it to marriage. It's only estate of marriage, though it's everlasting, but in hand in this present age. But in the age to come, when a child gets to the world to come, he will always be a child. You will not see a child of 10 years old. When you get to the world to come, you have a body of 30 years old person. You will not be. If it's a 12 years old body, and then you will close the church age, and the end of rapture take place, it will be in that 10 years old body, but with resurrected spirits. And so, you will not get to the world to come and now see a 10 years old baby like a 30 year old brother in church. He's going to have cell, he's going to have resurrected body, but that body will still go to be that 10 years. But it's 10 years, but the soul is ancient because there is a resurrected version of a 10 years. There's a regenerated version of 10 years. You know, Jesus Christ, when he was 12 as a child, Jesus is the only one that matched God's expectation of a child of 12. So, you see, though he was a child, Father has expectation of what a 12 years old child should be. Jesus was the only one that fulfilled that thing. All of us, we didn't fulfill that thing. When we are 12, we were not matching up to God's expectation for us. You know, we celebrate milestones. There is also milestone in God's expectations. When they say, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Righteous God, righteous Father has expectations, which are like milestones. But we are not aware. There are things, expectations of God's heart that is able to do. God has not made any father and mother to have any resources every child needs. Because we don't have everything. We don't have everything. In fact, when God designed the way God designed the body, he said, he has given to every member and every part, in particular, there are things they gave to you, they didn't give to me. I'm your pastor, but there are things that they give to you, they didn't give me. Make you know. There are things where they give you, they don't give me. But one thing that they did is that they gave me something that they give to you, that as I minister to you, what they gave to you will come alive. So they gave me two to make what they gave to you to come alive. So if I do not awake into what they give to me to make what is you to come alive, I will not receive what they are giving to you that's supposed to be supplied to me. So it's like when you want to cultivate, there's a kind of equipment must come to side first. Until that equipment comes to side, that thing that needs to be done will not be done. So sometimes the fivefold ministry are initial supply to get something done so that every other thing that needs to come out will start rising. Because everybody, the boss wants to do the work of ministry. And ministry is not carrying microphone. Ministry is meeting God's expectations for children. Supplying things to teenagers. Supplying God's expectations. Commitment. Ministry is commitment of God. What does the ministry is? What is ministry? What is God's commitment? Life supply.
Ministry is life supply. A particular estate of life that must not take. So the way the design is, nobody knew that there were 70 prophets in Israel until when they took Moses to the bad side to go and walk up in for 70 days. First 40 years. So working on Moses for 40 years was necessary to equip and activate the 70 prophets. They were there. They carried that thing. But they must go and work on Moses and make Moses to be a man that does not have jealousy. A man that is not competitive. That we allow those things to rise and not kill it. So the first thing, we must gain understanding. We must understand that though I'm not a child, God has a position for every children around me. The ones that are close to me, the one in the church. My colleague at work that is my acquaintance, though it's not my friend, but it's my acquaintance, he talks about his children to me. When he brings issue about his children to me, what am I cancer? When I interact with her, do I let her know that, you know, God has a plan for these children? I know you and your husband, you are making plan about it. I feel God really taking time to pray about what's God's plan for those children. Try to shoot her, to come into awareness that children are not just flesh and bone, no. We are dealing with a soul and a spirit. And the other which is really concerning them, that they must fulfill. I don't let that conversation slip without me adding that thing to her. If she does not know it, I need to buy books that will help her to understand. If you are your husband, you don't want to do it, please, can you allow these children find their place in God? Because you may be surprised that those children are very connected to you finishing your course. Those teenagers are very connected to you finishing your course. Those young girls are very connected to you finishing your course. Elders, some of those singles that you are seeing, they are very connected to you finishing your course. Most of them, you see them around you. Sometimes God bring them around you. The counsel you give to them, you have to be careful. The kind of example, the way you live your life before them, you have to be careful. If you make them to, say, if you allow any little one to stumble, it will be better for you to put a millstone on you and cast you to the sea. That we've made this little one to stumble. Singles, you must be careful how you live your life. We must live our life, be aware that God has expectations. And God's expectation cut across every estate of life. From a child estate onto a family that God has expectation that cut across. That those estates are not just pieces of life. That there is expectation of God for it. And that God is particular about every child. God's particular about every single. We must know this and God has expectations. We must know that expression of God that God, there's something that God wants to receive. God wants to receive a life that is worthy. What Jokers was age of 12, God will not expect Jokers to be like that at the age of 30. When he was 30, the world God was expecting. When he was 12, the world God was expecting. When he was 30 years and a half, after I have done 30 years and ministry, what God was expecting him for him. God has expectation at every milestone. We need to be very, very conversant of this and begin to see that this is an assignment that I must play my part. That is a calling that I must fulfill. I was talking to somebody. He said, answer to Archippus. Take heed to the ministry. Which I have received in the law that thou fulfill it. That's what you must fulfill to all your little cousins. Ministry is something in your life. It's them beholding you. It's you mirroring the life out. Then you must fulfill the place of praying. Then you must fulfill the place of talking. Positioning them. Gospel book. This is the redefinition into what SM Flex Yacht is about. From this time forward. It's not just only a move of God. We must see it as an assignment. We must see it as a calling. If something is a calling, it shows that you must seek the face of God for it. If it's a calling. When he says something is a calling, you know when he says something, he says, and call. So first, it's not just a calling. You know that it's not a thing that you'll be doing juice and just walk into. If it's a calling, then there will be a separation. If there's a calling, there will be consecration for it. If there's a separation, there will be denying of flesh. If it's a calling, there will be learnings. There will be yielding to God. If it's a mandate, then you have to see the face of the Lord for it. You have to align yourself. If it's a project, you know that you will spend and be spent. Because your life must be poor. After, if that's what Jesus poured out himself at a time. We must be like Jesus Christ. Adults came to Jesus. They came to look at Jesus Christ. Then some women carried little children to Jesus. Carry to Jesus. Jesus, thank God we have been here. Can you just lay hand upon these children? The disciples said, please, tell those children away. We are talking about serious business here. Serious business here. Serious business. Serious business here. How about you bring little children? Let's bring children. The adult have not have enough time to spend with Jesus. You are not bringing children. Joker said, No. You people, you don't understand this thing. Such is the kingdom. Just as the kingdom is for adults, the kingdom is also for little children too. In the calendar of my father, he has planned for them. They have their place. All these children, little children, they have their place. They have where they must sit. He said, if all of you don't become like them, you're not going to enter this kingdom. They will enter the kingdom before you. That age has nothing to do with the kingdom. So they are trying to push them away. No, they can't come. No, they are distracted. This guy, only Jesus. No, the doctor said, no, let them come. Bring them. I'll say, they brought them. And he lay hand upon them all. So we cannot have different attitude that's different from our Lord Jesus Christ. Our attitude must be like our Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ has a very tedious, cumbersome ministry. But no matter how cumbersome the ministry was, he had ministry that he have time for little children. I know your life is so busy. You must have time for little children. All the little children, these are up. You must have time for them. All the little children, you must have time for them. If you can have time for them, there's no ability you are. You're not as busy as Jesus. If you have everything to have, you have a car. You can have a car. He walked and was tired. You have a house. You can have a house. Anywhere, night, come. He sleep there. Sometimes you sleep inside mountain. Sometimes you go and sleep inside sheep. You have little comfort to yourself. But he has time for little children. And I'm sure, if he could have time for little children, I will show that he has time for teenagers. Because John was a teenager. He was the youngest amongst them. Because you know how do I know a teacher? He rests upon the chest of Jesus. The disciple that God I loved. He was a teenager. He was in his teen when he started following Jesus. He was just like Timothy. I see some of those teenagers in my house. How they come around me. Daddy. I say, what is happening? That's your revelation. Did you understand my revelation I was sharing? Daddy, yes, you understand this. I'm telling us that you must give them hair. You must hear them. You must pray for them. You must attend to them. And you must do it joyfully. They are not burdensome. They are not trouble. They are not torn in our flesh. Then from them, we move into single. Into family. But I told you, the first expression of God is that we live the life. That's our first ministry. That's the ministry we must fulfill, to live the life. Then, when you live the life, we couple it with prayer. Then we couple it with what we say with our mouth. Then, we move into it. When every opportunity arises that may demand on us, we do it. Our time, our energy, our skill, our resources, and we must not do it sparingly. Because it's a project. It's an assignment. It's a calling. You only do sparingly in a calling you don't believe in. When you believe in a thing, you put all the resources to it. So heaven will check you. If you believe that this thing is true, they will watch the kind of resource you put into it. They will watch the kind of heart commitment you give to it. You know, you can do something and your heart is not in it. Because you see the way you listen to messages, because you want to be safe. God expects you to put the same heart. Because you see, what does this thing we teach you? This is how we are going to fulfill the mandate of having charity. Our love indebtedness. Oh, no man, not except love. This is how we are going to fulfill our love debts. You have a love debt to children. All of us. In our love gauge. The gauge love commandment for children. You have law commandment for every teenager. Law commandment is not only for Pastor Thompson. Your law commandment is not only to your wife. Your law commandment is not only to your husbands. You have a law commandment to children. You have love indebtedness to singles. Every married man, every elders. You have law commandment to every single so in your life. There's a law commandment. There's a way you should walk in your love walk. Because love is life. Love is a nature. Love is life. Love is a nature. Love is a life. Love is a nature before it became a life. But before love can be a nature, the love comes as a commandment first to you. So there's a love walk, love life that you must show to children. There's a love you must show to every teenager. All of us, we have that in. And you must fulfill it. If you don't do it, you have not fulfilled your love indebtedness. You may love your wife and live to love teenager. God told you, God, you have not fulfilled that love for it. That thing will still be hanging. They will not perfect your love if you don't do it. Because your love will be entire, lacking nothing. One thing that I need to leave us with is that we must know that why God designed this thing is so that we can fulfill our love debtedness. Because sometimes we don't even know that we're supposed to walk towards children, walk in love towards them. We don't know. And we're ignorant. And the son has not done that. Wow. I mean, you mean that I have love in debtedness to these children. There's a love work I must do towards them. We don't know. Just like sometimes we have love in debtment to the poor. Some of us, when our salary, we don't set money aside for welfare of the needy. You know, it's a debt. Just as I say, for the needy and the poor, you always have amidst you. You always have them. You can't have money and don't separate something for the needy. Those who will call you, are people that call us from the north. Because they're in the north, far north. My wife have never met some of them. They've not met husband and wife, single. Because why? Because they used to be farmers. They are driving them out of their farm. Sometimes to even transport, they didn't have money for transportation. There's a distress they are going through now. And if I do every law command, if I don't do that one, my love commandment is not complete. So like that's how love commandment is hanging in different areas of our life that we are not yet fulfilling. They are just hanging. 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 I pray that we find light. We find mercy. Amen. I said we find grace.
Jesus. Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Shafra temeninga. Santa Ramagida. Make me glad. Make me glad. Make me glad. Gladden my heart. Gladden my heart. Gladden my heart. Oh, for that. These are the issues of my heart. These are my heart matters. These are the ponderings on my heart. These are the things that are going on the reins of my heart. Do them and make me glad. Do not just hear again as if you have heard another word, another message. Oh, hear my heartbeat. Hear my heartbeat. Hear my heartbeat. And do my heartbeat. Do this one and make me glad. And make me glad. Open up. Open up again. Open up again. Open up again.
Embrace. Embrace my business. Embrace that which I am speaking from my heart. And do them. And do them. And make me glad. Say the Lord Jesus.
Amen. We make him glad. Yeah. There's a lot. But do you understand the burden of the Lord concerning SM Flex? Concerning young adults? Concerning the children? Starting that there's a ministry to them. There's an assignment of God to you. There's a calling of God over them. God has calling for children. You don't believe that? God came to Jeremiah. I knew you when you were in mother's womb. I separated you in the womb. Somebody says that's Old Testament. No, it's in the New Testament too. Paul said this also. When he pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Many of children that you are seeing on the street, they have calling upon their life. Most of your cousins have calling. Because all your family do not believe. But because of their heart. But sometimes those children, they are your seed. They are what God has given to you. That God knows that their parents will not believe. But God gave those children for you. So it's not only in the Old Testament. In the Testament apostle. God separated from my mother's womb to reveal his son in me. Every children, God wants to reveal the son in them. You know, the way you are struggling with it, that's how I struggle too. But I know Holy Ghost on the lie. The when I was Holy Ghost kept on opening scripture to me and kept on showing me things. For me to know that's the one talking to me. The Lord will bless you all and give you grace. Can you be on our feet and begin to respond to the Lord?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.